Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
A group that may not be on the forefront of your mind, but it ought to be because of the path they paved. Not only in gospel music, as we think of gospel, but also in contemporary Christian music of today. They were pacesetters. The Sons of Songs, who I'm talking about. And if you were listening last week, you heard part one with Calvin Newton, one of the original members of the Sons of Song. And throughout this show, we're going to hear more of his story and the group's story. And you'll hear more accolades from some of the music industry's biggest names. To start part two off with Calvin Newton and the Sons of Songs, I thought I would go back to something Calvin said in the introduction of the last program. He really gave a brief history of his career in quartets and singing in gospel groups in a nutshell. Here's Calvin Newton.
So that's the reason I went with the Blackwoods, because I thought, well, that's a big name. You know, wow, this is pretty neat. All the singers I've ever sung with. Then I was with the Oak Ridge Boys
right.
for several years. But the group of all groups was the Sons of Song.
Mm.
I mean, everybody was good up until the Sons of Song, and they were, in my opinion, miraculous.
Just
everything just seemed to fit when we got on stage, and from the first night in Birmingham, Alabama. The first night we sang, we went down there. We rented tuxedos and went in an old jalopy. And I had sung with the Oak Ridge, so Wally Fowler, who was heading up to sing, knew me. And I said, well, Wally, we came over here. We've got to get on the program. And he just said, Cal, I am totally full. I'd love to help you. And finally he said, I'll tell you what I can do. I can declare intermission. And then I'll say, now here's a new bunch of fellas coming on and want to sing, and you guys can come on during intermission. Well, we got out there, supposed to sing two songs, and the people stopped as they were going out, and about 95% of them sat back down. And we sang 16 songs.
Good night.
And booked every weekend for a year from that one night. That was our first night. And so I knew something. I said, oh my goodness, something's happening. My dream had come true. I was in heaven. I'd sung with other groups and they were fine, but not like the Sons. And it was just my dream come true. And then the devil took over, seems like, after that.
And the ups and downs Calvin refers to reminds me of some comments from Ernie Haas of Signature Sound. He says, any success Ernie Haas and Signature Sound are experiencing today is in large part to my great gospel heritage. The Sons of Song did not have the marketing machine that we enjoy today, nor did they have the luxuries of technology, but they were nevertheless part of my rich heritage. They made a great impact that is still felt today. It would be a sad thing not to recognize their contribution. The Sons of Song story is one of both triumph and personal tragedy. Their story is real. And that story, and the one specifically of Calvin Newton, is what we're hearing today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
So you can roll along. So you can roll along. So you can roll along.
There's something moving in. I can't explain, my friend.
It's like a wheel turning in my soul.
Oh, what a power I feel.
Since God released this wheel,
I said it's
time to roll. And what direction I shall take is up to him who won't forsake. He has the power and love that motivates the world.
So if you're losing your
matter where you happen
commander saying, follow that me, so you can roll along. Back in the Bible we read how Moses had to lead
God's children
out of Pharaoh's mighty land. God told him, be not afraid, my plans have all been made.
If you'll just raise your hand,
oh, Moses stopped and looked around, and fire ascended from the ground, and he stretched forth his hand exactly as was told. And when the waters rolled back,
God said, behold, there's your track.
Here you can roll, 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 roll. I'm gonna roll along, sing, I'm gonna sing a song. You may be wandering on land or on sea, it doesn't matter where you happen to be. Heed the commander saying, follow the me, so you can roll along, so you can roll.
Our story picks up in 1957, which was the year for the Sons of Song. They were discovered at this all-night sing with Wally Fowler. As you can imagine by hearing Calvin's account of that night, it's something you can hardly fathom. Last week, we had to pause with the story of the Sons of Song traveling to a radio DJ convention in Florida. On the way there, traveling in a car, an accident occurred. And while the two passengers in the front seat were hurt more severely than Calvin, who was in the back, Calvin Newton felt the show should go on and snuck out of the hospital to make it to the singing engagement to at least appear as a solo artist. Once the police had discovered that Calvin Newton was no longer on the hospital property, they promptly found him and took him back to the hospital so that he could resume his medical treatment. And it's here where the story picks up. So what year was this?
1957. Huh? See,
oh.
Everything happened so fast after that first night.
Oh, I didn't realize.
I mean, we got booked places. In fact, you know, we did in 57, did the first interracial gospel concert in the state of Tennessee with Mahalia Jackson.
Mm.
And you know, and so a lot happened after that night in Birmingham.
Oh.
A lot happened real fast.
Since the member lineup obviously changed, were people skeptical that maybe you didn't have what you had before in the beginning?
Well, to be honest, I don't think we ever really did. I mean, I think, you know, when Lee came, of course, he was good, but but the magic wasn't quite there.
Right.
The three, me, Don, and Bob, that was the formula, And after the wreck, we had other problems that it was real strange. On stage, we were like magic and like one. And as soon as we left the stage, everybody went their separate ways. I never saw them until the next time we got ready to go somewhere.
Hmm.
And then I picked them up. I was the MC and the tenor singer, and I booked the dates and drove the car. I would have done anything to keep that group together, but it wasn't in the works, and it wasn't in the plan of God, I reckon.
Lord, I'm ready now to go. There's a city on high, far beyond the blue sky, a paradise I'm told. Such a wonderful place for the rest of my grace, and none shall ever grow old. Time to rise.
this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Come and see me when you get there. I'll be living on Glory Square. When you say good morning to all your heart, come and see me in my new home. Jesus gave me the light, now I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me the light, now I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me the light, now I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll.
Came into my heart. 1957, The Sons of Song, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today we're hearing the story of that group from one of its founding members, Calvin Newton, on our guest line. Forgive me for asking again, so this was all in the same year, 1957, so how many months went by, again, between Birmingham and then the car accident?
Oh, I'd say probably nine.
9 months. Wow. And I've got a collection of remastered recordings, and it seems to be quite a few. So as far as the big picture goes, Sons of Song sang from 57 until what year, as far as recording albums and on the circuit?
Well, I mean, as far as the first, the three original members?
Well, and then and subsequent members as well.
We had breaks. I mean, like after Don quit, then we had a break, and then Lee came along, and actually, trying to rediscover the magic, we hired Lee, and then we also had a fellow named Les Roberson who sang that part, and I'd say between, we actually started rehearsing in 56.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the latter part of 56, and we probably sang through 63.
Mm-hmm.
But I had we had a lot of members. I was just trying to hold on to the group, you know. Nothing ever came up to the original Sons of Song.
I imagine that would be, from your point of view and trying to rekindle that magic, be frustrating. Did you question God a lot during that time?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, that's when I guess I lost it. Eventually I just couldn't give up on the dream, but I had to. I was forced to, and that was a very sad time, and I got into a lot of trouble and everything, just sort of, I guess, saying, well, I can't keep the group together that I want. I'll do things that I can do, but people don't like it, that's tough. So I did. I had a very bad attitude for a while, and it was just one of those things. I hated it, but I was so engrossed and encompassed with that first three that I just did not want to give up. But I had no choice. Eventually I had to.
Oh, I don't mind my journey since the road leads home. I don't mind bearing my burdens as through this world I roam. For if only my Savior's face I see, it will surely be enough for me. That's why I don't mind my journey since the road leads home. I don't know why I have to cry sometimes. I don't know why I'm all alone sometimes.
It would be a perfect day,
but there's trouble in my way. I don't know why, but I know it.
By and by,
homesick to go to a land without heartaches, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing can hold me in this world below. No, I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. Yes, I'm longing. I've got a longing to go.
If Jesus should come.
Take time to pray.
wonderful love. Take time to pray every day, and when you are heading home, he'll show you the way. You can walk alone.
You can walk alone.
You only need the Lord to see his light.
His wonderful light. If you know the Lord.
The Sons of Song featured today on Daniel Britton Friends with our guest Calvin Newton. In 1963, you said you were forced to give up the group. What does your story pick up in 63, in the early 60s or so?
Well, actually, I quit. I got out of gospel music.
Yeah.
After the Sons of Song, I could never be a member of a group after that. It didn't do anything for me, I think that God was in the forming of the original group, and I think we blessed a lot of people, and we certainly were blessed by a lot of people, and I could never find that again, and so I went my way, and I did a lot of things other than singing. I was in the home improvement business. I went to work, it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I became a supervisor of that, and
a welder.
And then eventually I was a welder. And I welded at Belfont Nuclear Plant for 4 years.
Wow.
And I just did a lot of things. I just didn't have that urge to join. I figured that no matter who it was, I didn't figure I could ever recapture what I once had with the Sons. And so there was no reason for me to try. Now during all that time, I've done solo work. I've done concerts. I still do concerts, Daniel.
Yeah.
I do probably a dozen a year, and the Lord is my voice. I can still sing as high as I ever did.
Wow.
And as long as I want, I'm 80, and I feel like maybe 40, 45.
Wow.
So God has been awfully, awfully good to me.
A little boy and girl who are waking for their daddy one day. It was time to meet him when they heard their mommy say, "Come to mommy, darling. Please do not cry. Daddy's gone to heaven, way up in the sky. How far is heaven? When can I go to see my daddy? He's there, I know. How far
to see my daddy. He's there, I know. How far is heaven? Let's go tonight. I want my daddy to hold me tight.
The Sons of Song here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Our guest, one of the original members, Calvin Newton.
And I eventually got married to a sweetheart of a woman. And she was 13 years younger than me. And somebody said, well, isn't that too young? I said, well, you want me to marry an old woman? So anyway, she's now 67.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm 80, and she's over here on the sofa, and I recaptured my zest for life.
Yeah,
through Joyce. They wrote a book about me, and the one chapter was called "The Wonder Woman." Her name was Wonder, Joyce Wonder.
Oh,
and she was the Wonder Woman. Believe me.
Well, I've heard you perform, and you still have the range, and the sweet high tenor voice that you have really comes through and communicates very effectively.
And thank you, Daniel.
In fact, the Sons of Song, and you've sent me some material, some historical stuff, and I'm looking through it, and there's accolades and recommendations from people like Larry Gatlin, Ralph Carmichael.
Yeah, bless his heart. He wrote some good stuff, Ralph did.
Yeah, and you guys had a pretty good relationship, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, see, Ralph Carmichael was actually produced the first record that Sons of Song ever made.
Hmm.
And I still can't believe one thing he said in one of these letters, so I won't repeat it because it sounds like I'm bragging. But, I thought he had better sense than that, but bless his heart. He just bragged on something about my upper register.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, I've got to hear, quote, "You have the most crystal clear high register I've ever heard. It's fantastic." And that's Ralph Carmichael. And, you know, being the producer, the world-renowned producer he is, I'm sure he's heard a few. So that is a good compliment.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do most of Billy Graham's music?
I believe so, yeah.
That was my understanding. And he had that beautiful orchestra. And in fact, He's we've been keeping in touch with each other. I hadn't been in touch with him for like 30 years or so, and got back in touch with him, and now we've been, corresponding, and he's promised to tell me anytime we would have something close by that he wanted me to come and perhaps sing. So I thought, wow, wouldn't that be something?
Springtime or summer, winter may come, our fall harvest time may soon arrive. Time and the season tells me no reason why I should part from Jordan's side.
River, why keep on flowing?
Flowing
by my side, keep on going.
Going.
And from thee I'll never stray until I spy her. And journey to your other side. River wide, keep winding.
You'll rush from valleys deep or fruited plains to mountains high. Ascend your arms toward heaven and reach clear across the sky.
roaming. You'll rush from valleys deep or fruited plains to mountains high, ascend your arms toward heaven and reach clear across the sky.
River, let stop your
Anyway, I'm doing real good for an old man.
Well, hey, and we just wanted to share your story because it is, it's an interesting story and it's one that's worth telling, and we'll not forget the impact. I mean, and you think about the historical significance in Tennessee about doing that first interracial concert with Mahalia Jackson. And backstage with her, I mean, obviously it was a great thing for the audience, but backstage, was there any awkwardness between you and the artist, Mahalia?
Not one second. She's a sweet lady. In fact, after we did that date with her, she wanted us to accompany her on all of her tours, including a European tour.
Yeah.
But her health started failing, and that didn't ever come to pass. But another black singer that we love so much, Doris Akers.
Oh yeah.
We went out there at her church and all that, and we spent the night at her house. And the next morning, someone came to the door and told they were very nice. They were very nice. Said, "Ms. Akers, Reverend Akers, she was a pastor of the church."
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Your company, you need to tell your company to leave as soon as possible." Said, "We've got problems here in Watts," and that was the morning of the Watts riot in L.A.
Mm. Well,
and so we left, of course, but she was a sweetheart too. I met some Stuart Hamlin. I loved Stuart Hamlin.
Yeah,
we became big buddies, and I just I really wouldn't trade my life. So, I mean, there was a couple of decades when I thought, I started feeling sorry for myself. And that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
And the Lord helped me get over that. And he sent this little gal my way, and we've been happy ever since. Had a few bumps here and there, but most of them were caused by me. but we're in there now, totally.
Yeah.
If I had my life to live over, I would live it for Jesus each day. I would walk the path straight and
just to guide them to heaven on high. Dear God, as I stand in thy presence, forgive me the things that are past. For what I do for my Savior are the only things that will last.
But I don't have
of my life to live over. My feet have wandered astray. I've walked along the dark highway. I've even forgotten to pray.
I think Vestal Goodman told me, and of course I know Bill Gaither gives this advice, and you know, even Mark Lowry and other singers, when they get asked the question, how do you make it in Christian music or singing the gospel, how do you really make it, and they say, you know what, it's kind of like bloom where you're planted. Just do what your hand finds to do. Just do it with all your might. And if it's singing in the church choir, just show up, be faithful, and do it. And I think that is true with your story. I mean, you, like you say, you were just kind of passing time there in Atlanta. And you, I mean, there's no logical reason why you'd meet up with those two guys at 2 a.m.
None whatsoever.
Mm. And the magic that followed, even though it was short-lived, I mean, it was, you've got to, and I know you said you've questioned God, but you've got to know that God had a reason for that. And
yes, yeah, of course he did. And I'm not sure what it was. I do know that even now, and we're talking over 50 years ago, when we started singing, when I go to a singing, the best-selling thing I have are those Sons of Song records still.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and people, I mean, I've got friends that here in a 50-mile radius of Lookout Mountain that I'd known for a long time, and all of a sudden they said, you know what I found out about you? And, of course, what? I can't believe you was a member of the Sons of Song. I said, yes, I was. and that's something I'm proud of. I'm very proud of it, and I'm awful thankful, because I tell you what, the time I spent with the original Sons of Song, to be perfectly honest with you, I thought I was hanging on by my fingernails. That's how good Bob and Don was.
Wow.
And somebody told me later that Mr. Gaither thought I had a world-class voice, and I thought, Lord, thank you, Bill. You don't have to feel sorry for me. I never realized that. Right. I never, ever realized that. I thought Don and Bob was the talent, and I was there to do whatever the third person had to do. And that's the way I felt about it. That's the way I feel about it today. I felt that's the way it was. And that's the reason I was so thankful that God smiled on me and let me become a member of a group like that. And I have no ill will toward anybody. And I thank God for letting me do what he did. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life praising God and thanking him and singing every chance I get. Daniel.
When it makes the song even more profound, I think, the one that you sing, and especially knowing that after the years of trying and not being able to put together a group that had that same magic tick or whatever it was, the original, you know, you would start to think, you know, wasted years, but that makes the song even more sweet, I think, to hear you sing that. And and let's talk about that. Where'd you find the song?
A fellow... Was Albert Williams wrote that song. Wally Fowler got credit for it, but it was a fellow who worked for Wally that really wrote the song. And that's the only thing. He's just a real nice guy, and humble, and as sweet as he could be. And apparently his life he had wasted one way or another. And he wrote the song, and it became the biggest selling song the song ever did.
Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fears, turn around, turn around. Calling you from a life of wasted years. Have you wandered alone on life's pathway? Have you lived without love? A life of tears. Have you searched for the great higher meaning? There is your life filled with love wasted years. Wasted. Wasted years, oh how foolish, as you walk on in darkness and fears, turn around, turn around.
There is one kind of funny thing that happened because of the Sons of Song. We everywhere we went, people want the Sons of Song. So this man in Atlanta, Georgia, he and his wife had their 30th wedding anniversary, and he called the radio station and requested a song. They said, "What song do you want?" By the Sons of Song, he said, "Wasted Years." And I thought, that, and he really, I mean, they, you know, he and his wife were beautiful, and they loved the song, and so they wanted that for the 30th anniversary.
Wow. And that song actually was the first group in gospel music to sell 100,000 copies of a song in Southern Gospel.
Yes,
Wasted Years.
Yeah, it really was. And if we'd have had better marketing, it would have gone a lot better than that. But we didn't know anything about marketing. We didn't know anything about anything. I didn't, except I just wanted to get up on stage and sing. We didn't make much money.
Yeah.
But I was happy as a lark. Money really never was that important to me. And I just had fun. I had fun serving God and doing what I enjoyed doing. And dealing with the people that I met, because I've met some beautiful people.
Do you think the success of Sons of Song opened the door for trios that followed you to have a more successful opportunity in gospel music in a quartet world?
Well, now I just a few weeks ago, a contemporary group in Nashville called me and said, "Calvin, we know all about you. And would you please come up and do a solo on an album, on a project they had? Mm-hmm. So I did, and he wrote me a letter afterwards, and he said, if it hadn't been for me and Bob and Don, said there would be all the contemporary groups. They would have probably gotten started, but said. In fact, Bill Gaither called us the first contemporary group.
Huh.
And so, and the fellow was going on about, thank you for so much, and now then look at all the contemporary groups and artists and things. And,
right.
And I thought that was a real, real neat remark and, you know, thought that he had.
It's a highway to heaven, and none can walk up there. It's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's Highway. There's joy in knowing with Him I'm going. Walking up the King's Highway. The load is lighter, my pathway brighter. Walking up the King's Highway.
Wanted to listen to some of this music, and of course, Wasted Years being one of your top songs, and there were others too. Off the top of your head, what do you consider some of your top songs?
Well, Wasted Years, of course. Then we did the song Something Within Me, and Old Gospel Ship was a real popular one. Mm-hmm. That was one of the first ones we cut. And the rest of them just sort of all fall in the category. I enjoyed them all.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we did a lot of old things. We did a lot of where you put songs together, medleys, and so it was nothing really stood out more than Wasted Years. However, we never got an encore on Wasted Years ever.
Mm.
I mean. But people all bought the record.
Right, right.
It was real strange. That wasn't what we called a coming off number.
Yeah, sure.
Coming off number, we had to get with it, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
In fact, they tell me I was the first man that ever jumped off a stage while I was singing.
Wow. And,
well, you know, back then you had to do anything you could do. But the first time I jumped off a stage, it looked like it was going to be about 3-4 feet. But they had an orchestra pit down there,
uh-huh.
And it was about 7 or 8 feet. And I like not got up, but
wow.
We, you know, things like that. We just had a ball, and I envy anybody that's singing gospel music full time. I just can't do it full time anymore.
Yeah.
But give me a place to sing and an hour to do it in, and. I'll do something.
And like the young guys, the contemporary guys come to you and say, hey, we remember. And you got people like Bill Gaither and Ernie Haas and Larry Gatlin and Ralph Carmichael, who, I mean, man, are cheerleaders for what you've done. And opportunities like this where we can hear your music and remember what you've done. We just want you to know you're still remembered and well-loved. And, you know, you won the Living Legend Award in 99.
Yeah.
For the Grand Ole Gospel Reunion and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2000, so that feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really does. Of course, I was in the Hall of Fame. That wasn't with the Sons of Song, and now this year I'm trying to get in with the Sons of Song and Steve Brawler, who is the director of the GMA, says we have a good chance of making it this year. So I kind of hope we will because you know it's neat to
the
go
Sons of Song. We're talking to Calvin Newton
on stage and give
today.
You a
on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Well, and at your age, you know what? Enjoy it. It's you've earned it, and we appreciate the road that you paved. And the story of Calvin Newton, it continues online. You have a website. It's simply calvinnewton.net.
.net. Well, Daniel, I appreciate so much you doing what you're doing today. I feel honored that would put an old man on like me. And bless you for it.
Thank you, Calvin. I appreciate you taking time to do this.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you so much for asking. God bless you, man.
Thank you, and take care.
Bye-bye.
Now you know that I'm not perfect. You know that I'm not strong. Satan, he has tempted, and I listen to the wrong. But if you hear I've stumbled and fallen by the way, don't you believe it, brother, for I'm on my way.
Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way. I was climbing up the mountain to the land of endless day, with my face toward the sunrise and the shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
I was tested by the tempter. I was tested by the throng. I was burdened with my sorrow, and old Satan did me wrong. And though my feet did falter, my Savior heard me pray.
Shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
Now you may ask me where I'm headed, Lord. You may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going to my mansion across the sea. Lord, I know I'll have a crown. Yes, I'm bound for that kingdom, oh Lord, the free. Well, I'm bound for the kingdom,
for the kingdom
of the blessed,
of the blessed,
and the free,
and the free.
And my Jesus,
and my Jesus
soon is coming,
soon is coming. The shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
No, they tell me that he smiles. Man is children that and his smile derives their sorrow. Tears ever dim.
sky. Oh, they tell me all the home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way. I was climbing up the mountain to the land of endless day. With my face toward the sunrise and the shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.